WHFR Dearborn. We'll be right back. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And right now what we're going to hear is a rebroadcast of a live set that was done in 2008. This is the Oscillating Fan Club. Hope you enjoy it. I know I will. All right.
All right. Hello, can you hear us?
Yes.
All right.
Hello.
we're going live.
Tell you what, we have the Oscillating Fan Club here in Studio J at the Motor Live Drive at 5. So, hey, boys, are you there?
Yeah.
Can you do one song for us?
Like a wind across the lake, let it go and let it roll. Like a wind across the lake, down on those fall limbs, a one after the next. Watch out for the wind seems to. I heard they throw hex. I'm in the corner with my paper in the skies. She's in the world high. Let the sun behind her eyes. Let it go and let it roll, like a wind across the lake. Let it go and let it roll, like a wind across the lake.
All right, yeah. That is the Oscillating Fan Club here at the Motor Live Drive at 5. And hey, would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Oh. We are the Oscillating Fan Club. I'm John.
I'm very loud on this microphone. I'm Rob. I play the drums.
I'm Ray. No, I'm not. I was about to say Rob. I'm Ray. Rob Ray.
You're
That's
Ray.
Me.
I'm Pierce.
And what do you play, Ray?
I play guitar.
And who's that other guy on guitar over there?
My name's Pierce.
Creepy.
I'm creepy. Monsters.
We tried to not give him a mic.
Yeah. I don't get a microphone.
Oh, and that's...
we couldn't keep him off.
And now we're finding out why
yes,
we didn't
exactly,
give him a microphone.
Exactly.
Okay.
We've given up.
Well, you've got all kinds of stuff coming up at, for your shows. If you've got a show this Saturday, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Tell me all about it.
We're having our LP release party. It's a vinyl party that you buy vinyl. You can also get the MP3s online.
Wear vinyl.
Yeah, we love vinyl.
All right, not a CD. Not on CD, but a vinyl release.
Exactly.
And where's this going to be?
How's that?
Where's it going
to
be?
Oh, yeah. Where's it going to be? It's going to be in the Cade. It's kind of like close to Wayne State downtown. You can find it on www.thecade.org.
That's C-A-I-D, right?
Yep. It stands for Contemporary Art Institute of Detroit.
That's right. And
I'm
it's
surprised
on,
I got that
I think
right.
It's on,
it's on Rosa Park.
It's on Rosa Park Boulevard.
Yes, Aaron Timlin runs it. He's a great guy.
Okay. And that's this Saturday. In fact, they've got, something strange before you guys. They've got political karaoke. For all you political students out there, you can give your own political speeches to karaoke. Yes.
We don't know what that means either.
Neither do we. But tell you what, the last song you did was Paper Thin Disguise. What have you got next?
A little tune called Party Hat.
Whoa, we love party hats here at WHFR.
Put your party hat on.
All right. In fact, along with your vinyl release party on Saturday, you've got more going on. You've got you're in a film as well.
We're not actually. Our music is in the film. We have. We're not actors in the film. Don't expect to see us.
What? Actually, outrageous.
But there is. I believe it's called New Directions. There is an independent filmmaker around town that. Requested our music for it, and we gladly shared it.
And that's going to be shown at the main art theater?
Yeah, I believe it's at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
So Saturday is like Oscillating Fan Club Day.
Yeah, we're being deluged with love.
Geez. Lots of love.
Well, with all that love to go around, let's have some more music to keep it going.
All right.
What's it going to be next?
This one's called My Grave Face.
Coming through the ether, sounded like an echo space machine. I tried to grab hold of my senses. Things are rarely what they seem. I've been. Yeah.
All right.
That one's a lighthearted one.
It didn't seem that grave, yes. Now, you've got some other shows coming up. In 2 weeks, you've got a show in Pontiac?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Up for Prussia's vinyl release party.
What band?
Prussia.
And you have another vinyl release party that's going to be at the AC Rich Building in Pontiac?
Yep, a lot of vinyl in August.
And who are you playing with?
Prussia, and I think the Silent Years, too.
Okay, and then...
Oh, step talk.
Your mic isn't on.
Good.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him now.
I have a question. Your name, the Oscillating Fan Club, is an interesting name. And then your CD or EP that you have out now is Beatles Catting Wildly.
Yeah.
Which, when you're trying to say that over the air, sometimes is a real tongue twister.
We try.
What's the name of your new vinyl?
This one's called Feverish Dreams, as told by...
You have a very soothing voice.
I know. I have a radio voice.
You've got a good voice.
I really do. I love the radio. If anyone in This American Life is listening, give me a job. I need help in my life.
It doesn't pay.
Well, I don't care. This doesn't either. You don't get paid for the things you love.
That's true.
Okay, now you also had a review in Real Detroit magazine, haven't you?
See, what was that?
You had a review, you had a write-up at Real Detroit?
Oh, yeah.
For the Oscillating Fan Club trio?
Yeah.
They tried to kick me out of the band.
Yeah, we didn't do it right, apparently. We were supposed to tell the band member before it was to print.
Oh.
That's stupid. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They gave us a really great review. We're very happy with that. Yeah.
Well,
so
that's
go ahead
a good thing.
Find it and read it.
And was it in this week or?
Yep.
Whoa.
Came out on Wednesday.
All right. They can rush out and grab it right now. Well, at least after your show.
Yeah,
that was a free one. Okay. Well, should we keep the music just rolling along?
Let's roll.
All right.
Roll on. This one, this one's called Suburban Lovers of the Undead Sitting Idly by Rushing Waters.
Well.
And you couldn't, it may be Russian Waters that no one ever really figured it out. We never wrote it down.
Well, we
right,
are,
thanks.
We are next to the Rouge River right here in the suburbs.
Yes.
But there's that Russian Waters. Thank you.
right. Yeah. Now, along with that review in Real Detroit, you've also got something on a blog?
You got to speak up.
Oh.
We can't hear.
Yeah, come on. Somebody out there. Alan.
We're not getting any sound.
Yeah. Well, for some reason, we can't hear you guys out there. Are you there?
We're here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll have to turn you up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You got to get up to those mics.
Who?
Hey, there he is. Well, good. While you're at the mic and you're mic'd, I want to ask, you guys got a real unique sound. You got like almost a 50s, 60s, you know,
thank
surf
you.
Sound. And some of your equipment looks rather vintage. I love the color of that Fender guitar. That's like a cool mint green, you know, 50s, 60s style guitar there. And then the other one is what, a
Rickenbacker.
Rickenbacker, 360. Yeah. Cool looking
in
guitar.
In fact, Ray,
too.
Why don't you tell us about your guitar and your equipment?
Well, my guitar, Rickenbacker, I've always loved it, you know, listening to the Beatles and REM and all the other good Rickenbacker bands. So, and I went with the Jet Black, just like the old the 325 that John Lennon had. So, sounds great. I love the pickups.
Okay, and Pierce, we got you on a mic now?
I think so.
No, you still don't have to. Tell you, step over
here
to Ray's mic. Tell us about your guitar.
It's a 62 reissue Jaguar. Sometimes I'll sleep with it next to my bed because I named it, but I don't know the name yet. I actually had my friend Mike Kuntz. He's a really good guitar guy. He dropped a Jazzmaster pickup in it, so now it's better than I am.
Whoa.
And sometimes I feel the Four Horsemen juggernauting towards me.
All right, that's enough.
All right, turn his mic back. All right,
and he have to cut that
it's
one short.
It's medication time.
All right.
For medication.
Did you take your meds today?
And he's also got a twin reverb amp that he's got to place in just the right position. So
yeah,
it'll sound cool.
He doesn't let anyone else carry that either. He's very particular about
except
it.
Your mic's off again.
Okay.
And
Well,
that was the Oscillating Fan Club.
Yeah.
This song is about ghosts. It's called Ghosts.
This one's called Ancient Wind Ghost.
In the western hills, every step you shadow, and although I believe your capture, and I remain in love, your ghost won't have. No peace.
All right. Yeah. Now, that was nice. I really liked that in the beginning, especially.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, in fact, you're listening to the Oscillating Fan Club. That's Pierce on Fender guitar. That's his Fender Jaguar guitar. Ray on the Rickenbacker. Robin on percussion. And John on that custom jazz bass. Yeah. All right. And
doing vocals.
That's right. And if you have missed any of the show already, you can always go to our website, whfr.fm, and we've got brand new big buttons. Look for that big button that says Motor Live Drive at 5, and as soon as they're done at 6 o'clock, you can download the podcast of this show and everything for the last 6 months as well. So
that is excellent.
Yeah, we got to have the cool stuff for you guys.
Yeah, and I will mention that we just, this just started happening back in December, and now we've got some pictures we're posting, and they just made it easier to get to the podcast, and in the next couple of weeks, we're actually going to have the names of the bands instead of just the dates. So we're getting a lot of hits on it, and people are getting a real good response. So definitely check out WHFR.fm podcasts. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us here.
Well, hey, we got to make it cool for the listeners, because that's what it's all about. And we always bring the finest bands in Detroit right into our studio, so we brought you today.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
I will say one thing. Your songs are really short. I keep running out there trying to get a picture, and I get out there, and I take one shot, and you guys are done again. So
we do have short songs.
Yeah, it's like the old 60s, 45s.
Yeah, we can actually play faster.
We're actually trying to slow it down.
Yeah, this is we're trying to keep it longer.
Well, we're about halfway through the show, so
we have 16 tracks on a 42-minute album.
Yeah, whoa! If that's any indication of the length of these songs.
Wow.
The next one that we have is called Dead Metal Arc. So let's just play that one, eh?
Thank you. Ooh.
That's another uplifting one.
Yeah, those, yeah. Songs about dead birds.
We really are big fans of birds. Yeah. We're bird lovers.
Well, with the shows you've got coming up, you've got your big show Saturday. Big show Saturday at the CAD Gallery over on Rosa Parks Boulevard.
Yep.
And what time does that start?
That's going to be, the doors are going to open at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
We have our friends from Kindle who are going to be opening up. They're a great ambient shoegazer type. Lovely listening. And then it's followed by the Beekeepers, who are amazingly fun to watch. And they're great music. They're awesome. If you see them, you'll remember them. Then Zuzu Berlin are after that, and they're fabulous. We love the Zuzu Berlin. They're great. Check them out. And then us. I think we'll probably be playing around midnight, maybe.
Yeah.
And this is a vinyl release party, so you've got big albums for everybody there.
Yes. Hopefully. 12 inches of it.
12 inches of fun packed fury.
Right? Yeah. At 33 RPM, yeah. That's what we do.
Okay, and you're also going to have MP3s available to download?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't have albums, and even if people have albums, more than likely they listen to MP3s.
Record players?
Yeah. Oh, albums, right, record players, yeah. I just look at them, and they speak to me.
People do need albums.
Pierce was supposed to say that, not me.
Oh, when did we divvy out things to say?
I don't know.
And why was Pierce there?
I don't know. Yes. So anyways, yeah, we have MP3s that will be available for those who are vinyl insufficient.
Yeah?
Vinyl
insufficient.
Yeah,
I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I have ADD. I'm sorry.
And then you've got a movie. You've got your songs are in a movie this Saturday as well over at the Main Art Theater?
Yes, that's called New Directions. I believe it's sort of a movie short. I'm not sure if they're trying to make a television series out of it. But it's a local independent filmmaker that there's kind of a local co-op of filmmakers that they put on shows over at the Magic,
Main Art.
The Main Art Theater.
It's magical.
Because there's so much magic.
Yeah, perhaps.
It's very magical.
It must be.
I have a contract.
He does. anyways, they... They put movies on, and they have special shows. So this is one of them, and they were nice enough. I really can't talk over this, really.
Okay, well, then in that case,
just
get back to some more music then.
Yeah, probably. this song is about hiding beneath your desk to avoid a nuclear blast.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Can we say that?
Man, we are not uplifting at all, are we? We are one
that.
Depressing band.
I just realized that.
Well, the songs danceable.
Yeah,
danceable.
All right. This is about atomic bombs. It's called This House Is Prepared. Hey, Johnny, you going to sing backups?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Our atmosphere, make our cities disappear. But this is not a thing to fear. You gotta cover a duck, and cover a duck, and cover a duck, and cover. If all of a sudden there is a glare, and radiation fills the air. Guarantee I won't be scared. Cause this house, it is prepared. You gotta cover a duck, a cover a duck, a cover a duck, a cover. Look out!
Well,
that's a longer one.
You caught us by surprise. In fact, the titles may be depressing, but you guys rock. You make it sound so good.
Thank you so much.
Now, you guys have a tour coming up later, don't you?
We're working on it, yeah. September.
Where are you going?
Out to the east.
Yeah, we're going to be playing with a friend of ours out there, the Olivia and the Housemates. I think it's just Olivia and the Housemates. We're going to be playing out in D.C. Whoops, that was a noise. Some other shows that are not confirmed, but they're out that way. So we are going to hopefully be playing someplace around New York, Manhattan.
Yeah. Probably the best venue with tons of people.
Whoa, of course.
And hopefully our equipment won't be stolen.
Okay, now you guys have a website. It's The Oscillating Fan Club.
It's actually No The.
No The.
Why?
I don't know.
I think somebody said they liked The.
I like The.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, oscillatingfanclub.com. And yep. You also have a MySpace site?
Yeah, that would be TheOscillatingFanClub.com.
Just to confuse
or not dot com, but like MySpace.com.
Yeah, MySpace.
The Oscillating Fan Club.
Okay. And your CD, or the vinyl that's coming out is, what is the title of it again? Feverish Dreams?
As Told By.
As Told By. Oh, his mic's up.
Yeah, we turned.
I think he's going to get closer.
No, he's so good.
It's incorrigible, really.
And sing on this next one.
Ah, there you go. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
You got it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, we're nutty, and we have songs, and then we play other people's songs.
Yeah, this one's a cover of one of my favorite bands, and I think lots of people like them, too, the 13th Floor Elevators.
Hmm. All right.
Are we going to do the intro?
No.
Nah. Let's play.
Okay.
The song.
John's getting all serious over there.
Yeah.
All right.
We're all business here.
Mr. Business.
I'm going to play a jug solo on this, and then I'm also going to play a harmonica solo with my guitar.
Okay. You're going to play those on your guitar?
Yeah.
Okay. I got to see this. Now, everybody out in Radioland, look for that electric jug.
My love, when you never needed it, yeah. We'll be right back.
Woo!
Perfect ending.
Yeah, in fact, if the audience could only hear, yeah, see what we're hearing. In fact, he was down on the floor squirming on that solo, and he couldn't help himself.
Did you hear the harmonica?
Did you hear my harmonica solo?
Yes. While you were down on the ground, you had that harmonica solo going.
It's a sight to be seen.
I turned the harmonica up on that.
Okay.
All right, then.
Let's see.
We carry on.
We're playing with gear here.
We've got some
gear.
How long has the band been together?
Jeez. Well, Pierce and I were in bands in high school, in a band called Segway, which I probably shouldn't have even said.
Thanks, Ray. thanks for dropping that.
We were white boy funk, kind of. I need to stop talking about that. And then we just kept playing, I guess. It was when I played saxophone and he was on guitar, and I switched over to guitar. And then Rob moved in next door to me.
Yeah, it was very...
with a band.
He was dressed up on Halloween. He was dressed up as a beet. A root beet. Not
a tuber, if you will.
A legume.
Wait, no, that's not a legume.
I'm sorry.
And he was, I think he was 18 or 19.
I believe I was 19 trick-or-treating. Thank you, Rob. Yes.
Free candy. Yeah.
I had none.
No. In fact, you were moving in. And
yeah, I
kind of mean.
2 tons of things, and I thought it was ridiculous.
So after about a year of not talking to Rob, we joined a band together.
I've known John for, I don't know, 15 years maybe. John's been a kind of a jam mate, so to speak. I would just have jams in my basement forever, and he would show up.
We've known each other for a long time now.
Yes, we have.
One more question. Is there an oscillating fan club?
This is it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, the four of you.
We don't even know what that would really mean.
Except for the guy Russell. I think he's a fan club.
Russell.
Russell lives out in Germany now.
Yeah, we've got one. In the
club. One. We have got one fan club.
There's
one
person making
catnip.
Wow.
Huh? I'm not sure.
Is club plural for many people?
Club.
Club.
I think it's a different pronunciation. Probably.
Possibly. All right, moving on.
Anyhow, moving on.
We do have about 10 more minutes, so can we get some more out of ya?
Yeah, about 7 or 8 songs, probably.
This one is called White Knuckle Passenger, and it's going to seamlessly go into a song, Cyclical Nature.
Our album closer.
Yeah, kind of, not really. But you'll hear it, and it'll stop, sort of.
Just think seamless.
Yes.
So
absolutely. Completely.
Collective thinking will actually,
yes,
actually be seamless.
Absolutely. Okay, going on.
Not seamless.
Thank you.
band. We are listening to the Oscillating Fan Club here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. And I want to remind you, upcoming on the next couple of Motor Live Drives, next week we have Euphoric Haze. They're an alternative punk band, followed by, on August 14th, the Orbisons, a rockabilly country band. On the 21st, the Sons of a Gun. So listen up for all the great music here on Motor Live Drive at 5. And for the Oscillating Fan Club, be sure to go to their websites, oscillatingfanclub.com, or their MySpace site, which is the Oscillating Fan Club.
Yay!
That's right. You guys still there?
I like jellyfish.
Okay, and
he's not joking. He does like jellyfish.
Okay, now why don't you tell us? You've got a vinyl release party coming up.
Yep.
When?
This Saturday.
I know that there's been some problems at the Center of Contemporary Arts. You know, a couple weeks ago there was an issue of staying open after 2 o'clock. So you guys say you're going to go on about midnight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cut it real close.
Yeah.
And everybody, make sure you're out by 2.
I believe there shouldn't be any issues. Because they do conform to all the rules and regulations that they should abide to. So
now they've learned their lesson, I guess.
No, I don't think they. It wasn't them.
No, it wasn't.
It was. It's a free place, and people do things that. Well, exactly. You can't stop free people.
No.
That's right.
That's freedom.
That's for sure.
But and this week you are going to be the free thing at the CAD Gallery.
I'll do my best.
There's a lot more problems in Detroit, like car theft.
And Pierce.
Yeah, but it's safer to harass people
they like actually harassing suburban kids. Yeah.
Well, dancing has always been a problem.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Okay, enough of that. I do want to thank Alan Quintino. We don't want to go into the politics of that. I got in trouble for going into a rant about that when it happened.
Yeah, we will digress.
And I'm hoping they win their lawsuit. But I want to thank Alan Quintino for doing a great job on the sound.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
And don't forget, you can check it out on our newly designed podcast. So.
Okay, and we have 2 minutes left. Can you get in 3 or 4 songs?
No problem.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
All right, we're just gonna